This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Is this just a situation where you're going to cut a bunch of our blurbs out of context?
No, because then there would be blisters in awkward places, which would be terrible.
Oh, here we go. That is the dirtiest thing I've ever seen.
Listen to The Nerd with Adam, Will, and Amanda.
Why did I get top billing? I don't deserve top billing.
Because out of the two of us, you're the one she likes better.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
I'm 8 months pregnant. Put another one in me.
And that's when she figured out that I had taken drugs.
How are all of you? We're going to do a promo, but we're just going to talk sex.
I got to see your dick.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
She cooked dinner for me in lingerie, which hopefully she doesn't listen to this. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
This podcast phenomenon is sweeping the nation, and we're all up on the bandwagon with the plethora of episodes at nerd.pantspending.com.
Willem Dafoe gives me a lady boner.
Blue Chew is bullshit, by the way.
Listen to The Nerd. It's not the worst thing that can happen to you. Is that a good no? It takes effort to do a promo.
Yeah.
And I think we knew that before.
Although I feel like we could just put that part in.
Yeah.
That along with the nerdy thing Adam said and me with the sexy voice. There you go. There's your promo, Will. Congratulations.
The Nerd. I'm sorry.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I'm going to find out what next week is like today, because I'm going to black out.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
This is The Social Hour. On today's show, hip-hop group The CCB Crew. And now your host. He's been practicing social distancing from his parents for years now. Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is a Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for joining us during the apocalypse as the world crumbles around us. Hopefully everyone is safe. With me in studio as usual, Sophie Tomey. Sophie, how you doing?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. And our guest tonight, returning to the show, we have the CCB crew, Willie B and Eric Acebo. How you doing, guys? Good to see you. Thank you for coming through. Willie's been in studio for, Eric's been on the live talk show at the club we were doing for a while.
That was fun.
Yeah, man, that was a dope show. That was fun.
We were the first rappers to rap in the comedy club.
You were, that's right. Yeah, man, crazy. You guys rocked that place, too. I have some video of that somewhere.
That was pretty cool.
That was fun. I love doing that show, man, but fuck, dude, that show took me, like, almost an entire month to put together by myself, and it was just way too much goddamn time and effort.
You did it good, though. It was cool.
It was cool. If I had a production team, I would love to still do that. So I had to crash course all my jokes and remember them, because they're not like videos and pictures that went along with the jokes.
Right.
So like they'd be like non-sequence. So right. I like crash course, try and make them work. But anyway, 6 feet apart, I promise, government. I don't know about you guys. I don't know. I've always said I go like the sewer rat route, usually, you know, like
I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's serious, but
yeah, you're not.
So, you know what I'm saying? You should always be, you know, staying clean.
And that's like all they keep telling me to do is wash my hands.
Wash your hands. You're like, all right, I guess I'll do that. That seems like the easiest thing to do.
And stay home. They all want us to stay home.
Take your vitamins, motherfucker.
Yeah. Take your vitamins. Stay home. So how has life been different in the quarantine for you guys? You guys, so, I mean, as performers, it's, I know as comics, I mean, all our shows got canceled, I assume. Dude, all your shows got canceled.
How many shows did we cancel?
Five.
You're not even thinking about them all. Because April was crazy for us.
That's all I can think
April was crazy for us because we had a lot going on. I mean, I always do my birthday show, which April 21st, but I would usually do like 420 show or something.
Yeah.
And I'll just hop on something. But we had a lot. We were doing like four shows with Coaster. We were doing like, we had the Static G show that was on the 8th. That's like a week away from today.
Yeah.
And then there's still the Spokane Word show that's May 22nd. And that's a show that we're putting on with NKNGS and The Pin collectively. And it's a competitive rap cipher here before I mess anything up.
And that may
still
happen.
It's a competitive rap cipher, and it's $10 buy-in for any,
if you want to compete.
If you want to compete. And we'll have like a couple artists perform.
All right.
But mostly it's just you bring your written or freestyle, and we'll have like three or four beats for each round. And yeah, we'll see who
go
wins.
Go at it. May 22nd.
And winner takes the whole pot. So.
How much is it to get in?
$10.
If you want to go watch, it's $5.
Five
and that's
bucks.
May 22nd at the Pin in downtown Spokane.
Hopefully all this craziness is over.
If we're still alive.
If we're still alive.
Man, I thought the apocalypse, you know. So you guys have had a lot of downtime, right? I assume a lot of downtime.
Oh yeah.
What do you
just
guys
sitting around, man?
I've been reading a lot.
Yeah.
About this stuff.
About this. Like,
I like the fake news more than I like the real news. Just like entertainment. Like, I just sit there. I'll read up on it all and stuff. But it's,
what's the craziest thing you've read about this so far?
What, like, craziest?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would. The craziest is probably like one of the stupid end of the world things that they all think.
They said, do you hear the one though? They say they think it's, there's a giant meteorite coming and
no,
that the government
I
knows
missed that one.
And that's why they create this fake virus to make everyone stay home and spend time with their family and just be docile until this like thing, it's like three times the size of Earth and just obliterates
no,
us.
No, I
right?
missed that one.
Yeah.
Missed
yes.
that one. Yeah, that's
a crazy one right there.
that might be the craziest I've heard so far, actually.
I asked someone this yesterday. If that was actually the case, would you want to know, or would you rather be oblivious? You're just living your life.
Then
one day,
you
want to know.
Regardless, I think. Fuck yeah.
You would want to know?
I think I would too. I'm with Willie. I would want to know.
I want to know. Because then,
I guess so.
Then you get a chance to be like, I'm gonna live my life I want right,
right.
now.
See, okay,
right now,
okay,
just
but if you
go
knew,
crazy.
Yeah. Okay, but if
that's
you
why
knew,
they
would you
tell
tell
us though?
Would you tell everybody around you? Would you tell everybody around you, or would you keep it to yourself and just like?
No, I would tell everybody.
Nah, bro, nah. See, that's where you messed up. Then you can't even live the rest of your life. Everybody's just gonna freak out like they are right now.
Yeah.
Go buy all the toilet paper. Man. You can't wipe your butt before it comes. Like, it's gonna suck, bro. You just gotta keep it to yourself and just be like, let's live your life.
I think it's a tough call because like
because I'm not gonna tell nobody else.
you would maybe you know something we don't know then already.
No, I don't.
Keeping it tight.
If they told me, my nana was ex-CIA. I'm just gonna say. That.
Oh, all right, you're throwing that around.
She
okay.
fed the
answers.
Yeah, MK Ultra shit. See, I was the person I was talking to. She said, she goes, I wouldn't want to know. I would just want to live my life. And I'm like, I'd want to know. But I get why they wouldn't want to tell us because, you know, people would lose their minds and it would just be chaos. It'd be fucking pure chaos.
That's what I'm saying. If you like told all the people around you, they'd be like, oh.
Yeah,
you couldn't even live your life.
People
like
just be murdering everyone
to,
and just
like
raping and pillaging through the
well,
streets
like
crazy.
Yeah. There's like people that are waiting for that to happen right now. They're like at home, just like itching for the purge.
Someone has to throw like, the first brick. I'm telling you, we're not that far away,
on.
Dude.
They're
we're not that
like,
far away.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. There's people waiting. I know it. I see them posting about it. Half of them might be joking, but the other half are for real. I see you crazy
we're
fuckers
just all gonna
out
end
there
up
on
like
Facebook.
Mad Max style.
Yeah,
bro,
man.
I'm telling you, man.
Except no, they said gasoline is gonna be toilet paper.
Bro,
that's just a war over the toilet paper. The one thing I said about wanting to know is I would want to know because it would actually comfort me. I think. To know that there's like a finality, like not just to me, but like Earth in general. I think the thing that fucks me up when I think about dying is I think about the fact that like there's going to be great albums I'm never going to have a chance to hear, or like some great movies going to be made that I'll never get to see. Like, I want, I'm so selfish. I just want, I don't want anyone to have any of that shit. Like, we all die and no one ever gets to see or hear anything again. I like the idea that I know that the story's over. You know what I'm saying?
But it's not over for Earth.
Well,
because like the dinosaurs died.
Yeah, they say this alleged meteorite is like bigger than Earth, would like obliterate
they're
Earth.
Saying like it's bigger than the dinosaurs.
The big gaping hole in that theory is that like there's got to be some junior astronomer out there that would fucking happen to catch a giant meteorite three times the size of Earth hurling towards us, right?
If we saw Venus by accident, I feel like somebody would be able to find a meteor on purpose.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Especially if it was that big and it's happening that relatively soon, you know, within the next couple weeks, apparently.
Plus, that'd be like such a government move. Like, a meteor is going to come destroy the Earth. We're going to make everybody spend time with their families. Like, let's see how many fights everybody can get into before everything just comes to an end.
How many family members can you disown in the next fortnight?
How many people are really staying home, though?
Not many.
A lot of people I talk to, I'm like, oh, hey, man, you guys want to get together? You guys want to go, like, hang out or you go hiking day or something? And they're like, no, man, I don't. I'm inside. I'm not seeing anyone. I'm like, really? Fucking no one? Come on, man.
Pussies.
Like, I get like, not going to the mall and licking the escalator.
Willie came over the other day. We still let our sons.
I'm driving to
Willie's
house, just hanging out. Not for very long, but, I mean.
Yeah.
You know? As long as you're not sick, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, also, I figure like this. I don't hang out. Well, now that, like, I mean, when I was at the club or, like, when you guys are doing shows, there's hundreds of people. So, like, you never know. But, like, now you and you're hanging out with the people you normally hang out with, I'm like, I see those people every day for the last several years. Like, if they had it, I already fucking have it. Like, I can still see them. I'm not going to give, you know, what are the odds that, like, I've seen Sophie almost every day for the last, I don't know how many years. Like, if she had it or I had it, we both fucking have it. Like, there's no way around it now, you know?
Right, I feel it.
So, it's not that concerning
to
me.
Well, and then, like, everybody's essential.
Right.
Everyone in the mom
is
essential because, I don't know why, but except for me, I'm not.
You didn't, yeah. that's the weird thing.
But you know what I'm saying? So it's not, I feel like a lot of people, sure, there are a lot of people out of work right now, and I'm one of them, so I understand. But there are a lot of people who still are going to work. Like, my parents still are working, and my mom can work from home, and my girl has to go to work. She works at a hotel. She's still got to go to work. Like, and so, I mean, what's the difference? What's the point of it? In almost every household, I bet you there's one essential worker.
Sure, there's someone still
going
out.
You know what
I'm
saying? So somebody's leaving and bringing back the virus anyway.
It's out there, And if I mean, I know they're trying to, like, limit the amount of people moving around, but there's still, I don't know. I mean, I
get the math.
Yeah.
If you want to put it in those terms, I guess I get the math of if we're sitting here and not touching or spreading, then it's slower,
it's
and they can figure it out faster. Or okay, I get the math, but
yeah,
it's still inevitable.
What about the government conspiracy of it's bioengineered? Do you guys buy into that at all?
What?
Yeah, there's it's bioengineered to, like, get rid of a certain amount of. Also, it affects.
Oh, that I heard that it was like that it was in some lab, like, way week before or something, tested on animals or something. Like, I read something.
It
like
also
that,
greatly affects, like, A positive or A blood types much higher, or B blood types, some sort of blood type much more than others also. So there, you know, there's the idea that it's this bioengineered thing, and I mean, there's all sorts of conspiracies. You think it's, so it's just some disease. I mean, every 100 years, man, every 100 years we get a some sort of plague in the history
of that. Cow disease, swine flu, like, now this COVID-19, like,
yeah,
you know, I don't know,
it's always something. We're gonna
it's always something,
and there's always those people who predicted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like there's so many people out there predicting stuff all the time. Like,
eventually someone's
gonna
hit.
Books. Like,
yeah, if you predict every
But there
other...
are some people who are like, okay, that's really close to what is happening right now. And so it's kind of convincing sometimes,
stars,
you know?
Yeah.
No, it is. It's kind of convincing sometimes.
It is. It's interesting to see how people react to this, though. I mean, and, you know, Eric and I were talking before the show about, like our generation's never had to face anything like this. You know, I mean, at least the generation before us had things like World War II or like Vietnam, where it was like a kind of catastrophic type thing. Like, I mean, the closest thing we saw was, you know, maybe 9/11, which was,
or like you grew up on the San Andreas Fault.
Yeah,
like. We saw some small ones being there.
Well, 93, I mean, the Northridge one was the biggest
one. So I was one.
Okay, I was 11.
Yeah, so I was one. But that's what I'm saying. I've heard that I was in them, but I didn't. Okay. I don't remember them. My parents and my grandparents, like, they all went through some crazy shit. Like,
I mean, I guess the riots. I lived through the L.A. riots. That was pretty crazy. Riots.
I was born during those.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember, man, my school was on lockdown. We couldn't get there. My whole town, my whole city was on lockdown. It was fucking...
I do remember 9/11, but 9/11 wasn't crazy like this. 9/11 was like, not here. Or maybe I was in Cali.
It was crazy there.
I was in Cali. You were here, so you know how it was here. But, like, it was like... I just stayed home from school and watched it on the news.
Yeah, it didn't affect us nationally. Like,
I'm sure the people in New York felt it more.
Sure.
Or closer to it. And everybody that lost somebody that day, like, they felt it a lot more. But, like, I didn't know nobody. And I was young.
Right.
So I just felt like I just got a day off school and watched the news. Something crazy happened. And everybody was worried about something else happening and never did.
Yeah, it's a weird thing we're gonna have to get, and I just wonder what the. I always think what I'm trying to figure out what the landscape is after this. I mean, let's jump, you know, a year down the road, assuming this is like within 90 days, this is all kind of gone away. That's kind of the time frame people are predicting. Within that time frame, this all the sickness and that type of quarantine should all be gone by then, at least, right? 90 days. That's a pretty generous estimation. In 1 year, are we looking at things being like life being back to how it was before this started? Is it the same or is it different for people?
I think it's going to die down. Maybe, like I said, it's going to be a wake up call to our generation in a sense.
Yeah.
Maybe some more of us are going to save some water and shit like that. stock up on your toilet paper.
This time too, everybody's spending time with each other too at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
you're out there like it was just regular life.
But it's going to be like Ebola or what is that? SARS? Is it SARS?
SARS. Yeah.
Like those were both supposed to be really, really bad and like, they cured him now.
Yeah.
So I feel like it'll be like, hopefully, who knows, I guess. But hopefully they find a cure and it's just like that and we kind of just get over it. And
yeah.
I feel like people don't learn. Like, maybe people will be a little bit more diligent about, like, being clean and stuff. But I feel like when it comes to hardcore things that should be a lesson for us to be prepared for. I feel like as soon as the remedy comes, people are like super quick to forget. So the next time something like this happens, I feel like America or maybe the world as a whole will be unprepared again because we're like, sure. Oh, well, we beat that last one.
Yeah, what happened to us again?
Yeah.
What about...
People definitely feel like that already.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean... For sure.
It's easy to forget about. Like, I feel very short-sighted these days. I wonder about, like, culturally or you know, monetarily, are people going... I mean, I've already realized how much money I've saved in the last few weeks. Like, not just... You realize, like, I don't even drink anymore or anything or spend a bunch of money, but I'm, like, just not going out for lunch, you know, once a day or something like that. That's like $150 a week or something you save. You start to realize the money and like the things I'm going out and doing. I'm going on hiking like almost every day. And I'm like, oh, I love this. Why don't I do this more? Or I've been going out at night, like taking pictures of the city. I'm like, oh, this is nice, relaxing. Like this is shit I enjoy that, you know, maybe people start doing those things again and get like a simpler life and spending time with their families and enjoying the outdoors and doing things a little separated from this kind of self-absorbed lifestyle wrapped up in technology.
That would be dope. That would be dope if some super positive stuff came out of it. I think there's positive stuff that's definitely going to come out of it for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So what have you guys been, Willie, what are you even doing to keep yourself busy then? Are you still working or anything or what are you doing?
Man.
They stopped you?
Unemployment, baby.
So they stopped you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But no, just hanging out at the house, writing music, whatever.
My dad told me that the 1200's coming.
1200's coming.
He said if you, he told me today if that you guys filed last year, then you're on the list.
Yeah.
And it should show up in your bank account or check, however they sent it to your your tax return.
Yeah,
however they sent it.
If you did your 2019 taxes already or 2018?
Yeah, no, the last year's, because I haven't even filed mine yet.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I haven't done.
But he said that, I don't know where, he listens to all of those.
Yeah, I think that sounds accurate. I read something that said 2018. Yeah, if you did those, I was giving a bunch of people shit. I'm like, sorry, comedy friends, you got to do your taxes to get this shit. I know a lot of you guys scamming on that shit, not claiming anything.
Right.
So. But I mean, hell, dude, I mean, I got most of my shit I get in cash. I'm not claiming that shit.
Right.
You fucking
can. Yeah, why would you? You know,
you can't prove how much, government.
It's not much. It's not much. Don't worry.
But if I wake up with $1,200 in my bank account, I'm a happy man.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it definitely helps in these times. Not working is not helping. And then canceling all those shows. Like the money I've put into promo to a lot of the shows that I had to cancel, gone.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing you can do about that.
Do you guys, how do you think it's going to affect future shows? Do you think it's going to take off or people want to gather together again?
Maybe.
Or it's going to be.
I think it'll be split.
Yeah.
I think there'll be those people for sure.
Like,
we can go. But then there's going to be the people who are like, man, I miss going to a show.
Right. Well, I think there's a couple of things.
I guess we'll see. I think the competition is going to be huge. That's my whole thing, is everybody's canceled. So then, especially for
everybody's working on music,
especially
right now.
For
they're
people
going live
like
on Facebook
and Willie,
right now doing music. You know?
Me and Willie trying to book a tour in a few months is going to be hard, because all the venues are going to be booked and all the bigger names are going to be
thirsty for shit too. Yeah, so
it's going to be a saturated market.
That's how I'm looking at it, unfortunately, because I mean, where, you know, the level for what I do in comedy, and you know, probably similar to, you know, what you guys do in music. You got your guys who are doing, like, in comedy, like, guys who are doing theaters who lost a bunch of shows. They're going to be desperate to fill, so they're going to trickle down to clubs. And the clubs who, you know, club comics, you know, trickle, you know, drop a tier to, like, doing more road gigs and bar shows and, like, off-venue stuff. So any of the club opportunities I had are probably going to drop off. And then my bars and club, like, my venues, private stuff, is going to drop down, too, which means, you know, it just... It might be fucking tough, dude. Yeah,
it's gonna be harder.
So, and
I almost plan on not trying to book a tour myself.
Yeah,
maybe just jumping on a bigger name tour. If
yeah,
we did anything like that this year, but I guess like we're gonna have to see how it plays out.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I hope
it's definitely gonna be saturated.
I hope people are desperate to get out and be entertained. I just worry also that the money, though, are people gonna have the money to spend for it, though?
Well,
that's what I worry too.
If everyone's giving these checks,
$1,200 for the entertainment.
Look, if you guys get the $1,200 and then go get your unemployment, and they got it set up right now where you get like $600 extra on top of what you're supposed to get.
It's crazy.
Think about that.
Which
is
it
a week? If that's
every, it's a week.
If is it 600
a week? Yeah, extra 600 a week.
Bro, that's $2,400 extra, and then the 12. That's $3,600, guys.
Yeah, man. Don't be stingy, motherfucker. Spend it on some entertainment.
You can wait.
Go watch the CCB crew.
Like put $100 away every month.
Yeah,
and then come see us.
well, like I said, if people are maybe more frugal now and understand what they, you know, how this affected them, they might put more money away and be smarter about what they go do and more choosy and maybe more dedicated too. So if they come
not
to the show,
smart,
they're
though,
not like, they're like, they're into that show.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like
right.
They're not going, they're like, I'll show up late and whatever. Like, no, like, listen, this is my entertainment. I haven't done shit. I got a little bit of money. I'm fucking going. I'm dedicated. I'm gonna rock
just
the house
locked up
tonight.
In my house. For
yeah,
like
that's
two
what
months.
I'm saying. All the diehards are gonna come out.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh yeah,
all the diehards, and they'll drag some friends.
Yeah,
but dude, I don't know. We'll have to see.
It's
gonna be hard for the little guys.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hard for the little guys.
It's gonna be a different landscape. I'm still vacillating between the idea of just like dipping out, just going to Costa Rica and saying fuck it, living on a beach for the rest of my life. I'm like, I'm halfway there, man. I've been thinking about that for years, and like the longer, like this was like, man, I'm going to wait and let this play out for a couple months, but if this isn't shaking out the way I like it, I'm like, well, peace.
Let's see if they let you leave. Right, travel bans are already ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
And then before that, they're like restricting even more. Just to leave Washington State, you need to fly. You need a passport.
Yeah,
or an enhanced driver's license.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. They're, I don't know, martial law's coming, kicking everyone's doors. The Gestapo's going to be here, making sure no one goes and does shit.
Hell no.
My girl's got a paper. My girl's got a paper from her work that says she's an essential worker.
Really?
And I don't know.
That's kind of creepy, actually.
Okay, so I don't know how true all this is, but her boss said, I'm not going to say where they work, but her boss said, because they're a hotel, that they're going to bring the Coast Guard in. They'll be one of the first people to home the Coast Guards, and that they're going to put what's the word I'm looking for? Like a time when you have to go to
curfew.
Curfew. They're going to put a curfew out on everybody, and if you're out past
like
that,
the National
curfew,
Guard will be here. You mean?
I don't know who's going to enforce the curfew.
It'd be the National
Guard.
But
she did
usually,
say
yeah.
that the National Guard is going to be housed at her hotel, one of the first hotels is going to be there. And
see, that's when someone throws that brick.
What?
At that
like germs don't come out after 10 p.m. Like
I don't
you,
think that's not the. That,
they're
yeah,
just trying
that's
to control
where,
the
that,
people,
saying,
man. They're trying to control
right?
yeah. the
people. They're trying to be like, nobody's listening and this and that.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. That shit, I'm with Willie. That's the thing. If that shit
well,
starts
look,
happening, like, it's going
to
get crazy.
Door, when
someone's
they come
gonna...
to my door and they try to tell me something or try to take my guns or try to, then they're going to have to deal with everybody. It's not
yeah.
just
yeah.
me. I'm not the only person
no, it's
who gonna
be
like that. Just like Willie just
yeah.
said.
It's going to be chaos. If that happens, they start trying to like stop you
I'm
from going doing
ready,
shit and locking people up. It's going to get wild. Like it's going to get fucking wild.
How many people in the
fast.
National Guard are down for that, though? That's what I wonder, too. Like, you think about it. Like, how many people are actually, like, down for that? Like, I know some people that are in the National Guard. I don't think they're down for that. I don't think they would like be like.
And what do you do? Desert? You're deserting.
Yeah,
desert,
follow orders though, right?
Yeah,
take my equipment and bounce. At that point, right? You take your equipment and skills. You know, and you go.
You're like, on just the renegade on the road.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
You can disappear.
That's what I would
go
do.
From
I
town
mean,
to town.
I wouldn't be down for it. That's.
Dude, it's a tough thing. I don't know, man.
So it's got to be like those select few. How do they find those people that are just like
down
to enforce
just,
that
right?
and just like go through and like take everybody's guns and like how do you find that group of Americans?
I think the taking people's guns thing would be near impossible because you don't
no
because like
war
so many people
point.
Have unregistered ones like how do you know. Like, I got a couple guns. Ain't none of them been registered for a long time. nobody knows what I have.
All the shotguns yeah. and all. You don't even have to, like, register your name in a lot of the shotguns. My
yeah.
grandpa gave me so many.
It's well, like, anything you buy at a gun show or anything, most of that shit's just, like, you can get shit on the low key so there so fucking easily.
Yeah.
There's no waiting period or nothing. Just, like, transfer.
Just
get it. Or how many times if, you know, someone privately bought a gun, then it was, quote, unquote, stolen or lost. You just report a gun stolen. Guess what? It's stolen now. That gun disappeared. It's gone. Sorry. Maybe I still have it. Maybe I don't. Fuck you. Who knows? Officially, it doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
And there's no serial numbers on it anymore. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It's war. At that point, it's war. So then the people they're bringing in have to be like in on it.
Yeah.
There's no way it's like just like my homie that I know in the National Guard because he'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna take my pistol and my rifle, and I'm gonna go get my family, and we're out. Like that's,
yeah. I don't know. It's you hear. I hear things all the time. I mean, I'm sure we all do. You hear. Who knows? The thing is, there's so much information going around right now that it's impossible to know what is actually true.
Real,
like it's
fake.
Sensational. You know. Like you hear. And the thing is, like. It's you hear sensational things, but we also live in sensational times where like any of it's like that sounds crazy, but also fucking definitely could have Trump as president for the virus killing a third of the world. Maybe that fucking is real, you know?
Right.
So it's hard to wrap your head around what to believe and what not to believe. But
exactly. And there's just so much to read up on and so much information out there and so many different ways it's gonna end up. It's how do you know what to
yeah
do?
I don't know. Fuck.
It's like religion.
We're gonna sit and watch.
That's yeah sit and watch.
Just, yeah
What about you? What have you been doing to keep yourself busy, Eric?
Oh, bro, you know, just I got a 2-year-old.
Okay.
So just, that's easy. My hands are like, I'm never bored. but writing music, trying to find beats. If there's any producers out there want to send me some beats, ccbcrewbooking@gmail.com.
All right.
Can send that.
I had a guy in here who was DJ Exodus. You know Dino? Do you know Dino
I've
Hill?
I've heard of that name. I think I've seen him because I work security at the Pin. So yeah. I work all the raves.
DJs at Lucky's a lot. He was in here a couple weeks ago. He's got a couple of mixtapes of beats. So I can shoot you his info. But he's local. He's a cool guy. So he's always got some shit. But yeah, man. Just trying to find you. Yeah,
I've been on PlayStation. trying to find that toilet paper, bro. Fuck, straight up. I've been trying to find that toilet paper. Right now. But Costco card, that's the way to go.
Have you guys had any breakthrough on content with music? Like, you feel like being able to focus this amount of time on music has made
it? Yeah, it's actually helped me, actually, because I'm so busy with work. Yeah.
So, like, how much time a day are you writing then? Is it just...
Shoot, today, man, I think I busted out, like, 3 different songs. Not done, but...
Yeah.
Working on 3 different ones.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference when you can just... like work on your art. And I mean, honestly, that's one of the things I think that may, as this unfolds more, I'm starting to realize this may actually be a good thing for me and maybe people like you guys even too. Like, you know, if Willie, you are working a day job, you got unemployment now, you can make that unemployment, especially if they're giving you an extra $600 a week. Like, fuck, that might end up being more money than you were making before.
Bro, if they
and then
send
you just live
that
off that.
If they send us that $600, no, bro, nice. we're doing videos. Yes. Y'all can definitely, we'll have the money.
I'm going to pay all my bills. I know I'm going to have some left.
Trump's about to pay for CCB crew to blow up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, you can just, you just focus all your time on your art, and imagine like if you're just doing that and not have to worry about, you know, working 8 hours a day, or even if it's part time, you're still working 24 hours a week. Like, yeah, you just, you know, I mean, think how much faster you could make that unfold and like really make it happen.
You're making me really want those $1,200,
dude. Well, it's not even $1,200. I'm telling you, if they that so I had some money on the books last year from W-2s, and just from what I'm getting for unemployment, like if they're doing that extra $600 too, I'll get over $1,000 a week. I'm like, fuck, dude. If I'm gonna get you know, over $4,000 a month just for doing nothing, plus if comedy starts up again, which is all off the books, and then I can just focus on and I'll still just be doing comedy full time. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
I could save up, fund a tour probably, and not even have to get paid for every show.
Yeah,
just, like, push my name.
Yeah, man. I mean, you can really.
That's probably the only way we're gonna get out there this year. No, I'm just kidding.
So Eric released the virus. It's all a plan, man.
No, it wasn't me.
Yeah. This. So here's another question that I'll ask everyone here. Sophie, I want to hear an answer from you too on this one. But we'll go around the board. Given the circumstances and like the severity of the situation, you know, relative severity of the situation, what are some of the things on your bucket list that you haven't done that you'd want to do? Like, what's number one, and then what are a couple other things if you have them? So if you want me to start with you.
Okay.
Sophie, what do you get? We'll go counterclockwise.
Okay, so number one, I guess, would be scuba diving in Australia. I like how everything's deadly there. It excites me, so I want to go.
Right, it says a lot about Sophie's sex life.
So
have you been scuba diving before?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just want to scuba dive specifically in Australia because everything's deadly.
Yeah, amongst other things, you know, like I want to like go on a jeep through the outback. I want to see a kangaroo that wants to, you know, I don't know. I want to see a snake that I'm like, is it deadly? I don't know. I won't touch it, but I just want to see it. I want to go to every continent. Like, I've been to a few, but I want to even go to, like, you know, Antarctica, you know, go on some kind of like polar cruise. And
yeah,
that's on my bucket list. This isn't like a bucket list thing I can really do in my life. It has to be like
now or never.
It has to be as I die. I want to die in an explosion. So I don't want to die from the coronavirus. I want to.
Well, that meteorite is right up your alley.
Yeah. It would count if it's real.
Like what kind of explosion? Any explosion?
Well, so this is how I picture it.
Okay.
Bear with me. 20 years from now, you know, I've survived the zombie apocalypse. Let's say it happens in 10 years. But, you know, something happens. There's a swarm. I'm fucked, basically.
A swarm of zombies.
So the dome, the light dome, I've grown pretty attached to it, even though you wouldn't know from the last time.
Downtown, the pavilion.
Yeah, so I'm going to go up top. It's a great vantage point. I'm going to, you know.
I want to see you get up there.
There's a stairway. You can easily just walk up.
I think to the top.
No.
I think it like the tippy top. Okay, the top of the, got it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
I'm on board.
So like in the course of the apocalypse, I'm going to set up explosives. And so.
She's on some Rambo shit.
Yeah. So like if I get, you know, overcome by zombies or something, you know, I want to go out cool, you know, try to shoot as many or whatever. But there comes a point where, like, you just know that you're going to die. So I'm going to kiss my dog, Ellie, on the head. I'm going to tell her I love her. And then I'm going to detonate the explosives. And they're going to be like, pew, 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 pew. I'm not good at sound effects. And
it's going to be cool. Like, saved everybody's life and shit.
Yeah, I want to get as many of them as I can.
Sophie just throws you on the back.
Let's go, guys.
Yeah, totally. So that's on my bucket list.
Yeah, okay, so that's number one is scuba diving. Number two is blowing yourself up.
Yeah. But
that's
in
a way to go out.
Yeah.
You guys remember Sophie? Man?
Yeah.
What? shit. What else is on my bucket list? Other lame things that are, like, too embarrassing to say out loud because they probably won't happen, but they're, like, possibly realistic. So, like, if it doesn't happen, then it's like, ooh.
Like what?
I just said it would be embarrassing because they're possible but, like, not possible, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like have Siamese, dream stuff.
Have Siamese twins that both look like you and then have them separated. And they both live
with
and
me.
Become twin doctors.
Did you just make that up right now?
Yeah,
like you guys didn't skit this out right now? Okay, because I believed it wasn't until he said no way.
That just seems like a dream. That seems like a good dream. So.
Yeah.
I was trying to imagine what's in Sophie's head.
That's pretty close.
Okay. All right, anything else?
I don't know. Well, no. Okay. I want to, you know what? I do want to go in a shark tank.
Like the show?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have a bunch of inventions, but I mean, like literal sharks.
Or.
Like, that's kind of hand in hand with like scuba diving in Australia. It's like,
sure.
I want to go in a shark tank and be with them.
Be with the sharks.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you know how much I like alligators, so maybe like the same thing but with alligators.
An alligator cage. they have those in Australia too, right?
They got
crocodiles.
I'm sure they have some down in Florida. I've researched.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Willie, bucket list number one and anything else, man?
Trap probably hit New York, probably.
All right.
Right now?
New York.
It's worse there,
general,
bro.
Man.
Or just in general. Yeah,
it's
in
going
general.
Down there right now.
Just the that's number one on your bucket list, you think? New York?
Yeah.
You never been? I haven't been to New York either.
Neither have I.
No? Sophie, you've been there, right? How is
it? You've heard my comedy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. New York is weird. For some reason, I've never had a super desire to go. I don't know, it's because I grew up in L.A. Like, I feel like it's just L.A., but, like, lots of it.
Right.
Like, L.A. on top of L.A.
It's like L.A., but really close.
Yeah.
And L.A. is already, like, really close.
I think I'd like it if I went there. I've heard a lot of great things, especially now that it seems like, although maybe I'd like it less, because they say they've cleaned it up, and I'm like, that might be why I'd like it less. Like, I kind of like seedy places.
I went
places.
Down there, still dirty as fuck.
Yeah.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it when it's still kind of seedy. Like, I feel more comfortable. Like, you know, when people like when I used to live in Mexico, I used to travel Mexico a lot, and people would be like, "Oh, don't you ever get worried?" I'm like, "No, I feel more comfortable there than I do in like Nebraska." Like, I fucking feel weirder in like in like fucking Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm like, "Why is everyone so normal? Why are y'all so polite? What are you hiding?" What's going on here? Why is your Walgreens open 24 hours? You know, I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
I feel like Spokane is like quote unquote seedier than New York. It's just, there's just so many people. So it's like, just with any given population, the more people there are, the more crazy you're going to see.
Yeah, it's just, you know, more percentage of that. Yeah, more. It just scales up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anything else besides New York?
That's pretty much it. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, traveling, I guess Italy or something.
All right. That's the number one location.
Italy, New York, really bad right
like,
now
New York
too.
Is like my dream place to go.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go where COVID's going, bro. I don't know. I guess I'm a follower.
That's
for
what
that.
I'm saying, bro.
Yeah. You just go. I mean, like, you know, outside of virus time, Italy. Okay, is that the number one destination worldwide? You want to hit Italy? Is that?
Yeah. I think so.
All right. The why? How come Italy? What do you? The just women, Italy,
history,
women,
food.
Italian women,
history, all that kind of stuff.
You gotta
yeah,
go for the food.
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
that I like that Mediterranean type area of Europe, like Italy, Spain, maybe even a little France. I could dig with that. Like, I don't want to go. I don't really have a lot of desire to like hit Ireland. Yeah. I would like listen. I want to go anywhere I've never been. Like that's how I am. But like, there's definitely a power rankings in like places like Italy or Spain and stuff like that would rank much higher than places where they wear wool for comfort.
Right.
You know, like, and eat haggis. You know, this just doesn't seem great. man, have you heard about how in Italy they say like all the canals are coming back clean now because all the boats aren't all the canals in Italy, like they have all the boats that go up and down them all the time, they're all look pure crystal clear again because of all the none of the boats have been going through them.
I've heard nothing about that.
Yeah, man, I'm like, that'd be the, you know, it's so weird. And actually,
and like LA's pollution,
yeah, no
is
smog
down.
And shit. Yeah. He's in LA, and it's
crazy.
Like
crazy.
Yeah, they've had like 2 weeks of just clear skies in a row. It's like, you know, all it takes is people to be doing just away for a little bit, and all this, which is why I feel like these viruses happen because the Earth is just an organism trying to live too, man.
I can see
and
that.
Like it knows its sickness, and the sickness is us, man. It's trying to, the antibodies trying to kill us. It's like, well, let me fucking, it's just throwing shit out there trying to kill us.
It's like, maybe like, they'll stay home for a little bit if I give them this.
Oceans will clean up, air will clean up for a little bit.
Blaming the government, man. It's just Mother Earth.
Yeah. I mean, billions of years of evolution.
I believe that.
Mother Nature knows what the fuck
she's
doing.
No, I believe that. I don't. Maybe it was made in a lab. Maybe. I don't know. But I could see that it's just another virus that Mother Earth has created.
Really, if you look back in time, though, I mean, almost every 100 years about, there's like a great plague that wipes out a big portion of the human population, like literally almost every 100 years, it's pretty like clockwork. So I mean, you know, we were due. Here it is. Let's see how many. I mean, we're a little better equipped to take, you know, to handle it these days than, you know, 100 years ago. But this still new. Still got to figure it out. So, what about you, man? What are you number one on the bucket list?
I would I've never left the country, so I gotta leave the country.
No, and not Canada, not Mexico,
no,
nothing?
No. Oh, I've been to Mexican waters. I went on a fishing trip.
Okay.
And I was in Mexican waters, so if that counts,
I
guess
I
left the country. And I didn't even have my passport. So
Right here.
I was a Mexican going back. But I would go to Spain because that's where my last name originates.
Okay.
And there's actually a town in Spain called Acebo. And
okay.
I have a bunch of family there. And it's always just been, I'd probably go there if that was like the last place.
You guys
got to
put together a fucking Mediterranean tour, man. Hit Italy, Spain, do the whole thing.
Let's get it.
Go, rocks, take the CCB crew over there.
Me too.
Yep. Once you get that $1,200 checks, man, put it
together. Saving them.
And buy a fucking. You can get plane tickets real cheap.
I was just about to say that.
How long are they going to give us this money, though? Like, that's the other thing. How long does this go on for?
The $1,200 is the one-time payment. The extra $600 a week for unemployment is for, I don't know if it was a year, but it was like fucking, like at least 4 to 6 months, if not longer, of an extra $600 a week, they said. I mean, dude, that's a fucking chunk of change.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, that's, you know, for, I mean, honestly, for a lot of people.
A lot of people make that in 2 weeks.
What,
$2,600?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. I mean, $2,400 is more than probably a lot of people in Spokane made in a month before, you know what I'm saying? So now, like, that's a, you know, add that on top of the unemployment they're making. You know, some people, like I said, may come out, really, this may be a, it may be a shit for a month or two, but after that, when they start getting the money, it might be a little bit better.
We'll see. There's gonna, I feel like, there's going to be a lot of businesses that die out because of it.
That, well, that's one of the things.
If it goes on for too long, at least.
The weird thing to me is the people who, like you said, your girlfriend is still working. She's essential, right? So the people who got let go, who are not considered essential employees, do you think an employer is, like, looking at that and being like, when this all is done, like, they weren't really essential. Do we need to we gotta bring them back?
Yeah, we could get somebody better. Yeah, than
like
them.
Or like we could just don't need that. We don't need anything. Like we got our business went on with like half the staff. So you know,
I guess
you know.
Guess
are they I like maybe we just saying. Don't have someone do that anymore?
Like,
we just
like Applebee's doesn't ever sit in anymore. They just deliver from that. Like, yeah, they're just like, you know what? We made way more money delivering to you guys than we did before.
We got our own Uber Eats.
We're just not going to do this.
Yeah, it's weird. That's a whole crazy time. So, I guess we will. We'll see. We've got if we live. I know, right? All right. Well, speaking of you guys' music, we got a couple songs we are going to listen to. I've got three up here. Up here. I've got your channel. We've got and there's the Spotify, and then we've got this one. This is Who Got the Mic.
One was just released today. So let's play that one.
Okay. So this is Who Got the Mic, and then this is Willie B featuring Rod Mac the Ripper.
Oh yeah.
Yo, Rod Mac in the house, AJ Cope in the house, yo, who got the mic, who got the mic, rip it, who got the mic, who got the mic, rip it, who got the mic, who got the mic, rip it, who got the mic, who got the mic, yo, check it out, check out my melody, when you hearing Willie B, the sound is hella beast, rolling through the neighborhood, I'm chilling on the east, and I kick it with the homies, rolling up, hitting beats, I hit the stage too, forget about the age, fool, I teach the youngins how to rhyme, that is paid dues, I got a bad chick by my side, down to get it, she love the way I work, rhyme and how I hit it. I love rap, used to trap, now I'm all legit, cruising like a ship, never putting up with shh. I work a 9 to 5, always slave when I'm live, they can't do it like me no matter how they try. They say I am a dope MC, I am the hope they see, I just stay Willie B, ain't nobody tripping, I ain't dealing with the beef. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic?
I remember how it started. I was young and aggressive. Bullheaded Taurus. What I love, I'm possessive. Hip hop, baby, save me from some messes. But it also taught me real life. Now I rap with a message. The industry infiltrated demonic possessions. Quick to grab the money, but didn't do inspections. What was pure expression is surely infected. Dissected. You can witness how. I was disrespected, neglected. 360 deals from these racket companies, artists blow advances on a necklace. It's boring me. Beside the world so full of hatred, they've been brainwashing y'all with women that's half naked. They say listen, but I don't have the patience. Music from my phone creating my own stations. I don't even know what these fucking kids are saying. I've been rapping for real, so you know I ain't playing.
Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got
got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic? Rip it. Who got the mic? Who got the mic?
All right. Willie B. Rod Mac the Ripper. Is he is Rod local? Rod
Mac?
He's an OG. He's an OG in town. He's been doing it here for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Since like 2006 or something.
Damn.
But he's from Chicago.
All right.
So, yeah, him and Zany the Mike Smith, they're the Have-Nots. And Jay Cope recorded that track.
How, now that one just dropped today or a couple days ago. As you guys are hearing this, you can check that out on SoundCloud. That's SoundCloud.com/CCB Crew, and crew is with a K. So make sure you check that out. Go follow
he
that
just
page.
Did that. Nobody ever gets the K.
My broadcasting chops kick in every now and then to make sure people know what the. Well, he's using them to spell my name too, so to make sure everyone knows how the correct spelling of this shit, so they can find you and follow you. Where do they find you guys? Show us some social media: Instagram, Facebook. Where can find you?
So the group, we all have individual pages, but the group is CCB Crew with a K. Anywhere, pretty much. Instagram, Spotify, iTunes. YouTube, Facebook, Facebook is Crossing Cultural Boundaries. And that's actually what CCB stands for, is Crossing Cultural Boundaries. So we made our Facebook page that just to kind of get that out there.
And then we've got, I've got your Spotify up, so let's play one of these songs too while we're here. Which one should we,
I like Surf.
Surf?
That's the intro to the My Viability album, so. All right. Let him hear that.
You want
to
do that? All right. We'll play
this is actually featuring Social Suicide. The first, myself and Social Suicide were actually the original two members of CCB Crew. Social is, he's just been working a lot and doing life, family stuff. So he hasn't really been recording a lot of music or nothing. But, and Willie stepped in to the crew probably not what? 2 years ago now? Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah. It's been a while. So then me and Robert were talking Social. His name's Robert. We were talking about bringing Willie in way before Robert got all busy. So we brought Willie in and continued this crew to keep going. All right. But anyways, this is him right
here. Let's hear this. Damn it. God damn it. Here we go.
You got to sign in.
I had to clear my porn history the other day, so I cleared all my record. All my
nice.
I'm a little decisive with life, optimistic with putting my life in the hands of a man. Any other than mine, we crossing the line, now we hitting the miles, we gaining the fans, and we out of the state. All the time that I did in this life that I gave, now it all comes around to this life that I made lay low. Gotta keep a high mind state, and we never let this life bring us down. Gotta catch the wave to ride out, surf with me world, light the flame, never let it die out. Lights on my face, hitting the stage, love the sounds of the crowd, smoking them rage, out of state dates, smoke fills the room, spread the love all around, and we never let this life bring us down. Gotta catch the wave and ride out. So surf with me world, surf with me world, surf, surf, catch the wave and ride out, catch the wave and ride out, and surf with me world, surf with me world, surf, surf, catch the wave and ride out, catch the wave and ride out. Gotta ride away, cause you could die today. Gotta keep right with my means and my ways. You could die today, take my life away for one more time on the stage. Gotta ride the wave, cause you could die today. Gotta keep right with my means and my ways. You could die today, take my life away for one more time on the stage.
No challenge accepted, get ready to rumble and surf on these waves. Surf. Now let me get back to what I'm gonna say. These rappers all phony, smoking get laid. I strip all the medals that welcome to pay. Came from the bottom and swam with the sharks. I like physicality, so I led with my heart. I studied the game to retain the charts. Took my position out the Wolves' star. Now I was heavily protected by Noah's Ark. But I was some on a mission like Rosa Parks. And these roads were dark, and I was torn apart. But I swallowed my ego like Tony Stark. We Avengers now, we won't let you down. The end is near, but we Avenge you down. So circle me, world.
Sir. Way to ride out, catch the way to ride out and surf with me, world. Surf, catch the way to ride out, catch the way to ride out. Gotta ride the way, cause you can die today. Gotta keep right with my means and my ways. You can die today, take my life away for one more time on the stage. Gotta ride the way, cause you can die today. Gotta keep right with my means and my ways. You can die today, take my life away for one more time on the stage.
I just love this beat.
It's a great intro song.
Like
for
me,
sure.
Yeah,
for like sure. They catch that like slow vibe, get you caught up in it.
Yeah, and none of the other songs on the album are this slow. That's kind of why I put it in the beginning too, and then it worked out real great.
Yeah. Now, who does you guys beats for you?
So this whole album is a producer called High Flown Beats. You could look him up. You could probably even purchase a few of these beats still, because I didn't buy rights on all of them. I only bought exclusive on a couple, and then so pretty much. But I don't feel like right now I should really be spending the money on an exclusive beat.
Yeah,
like even if I bought just leasing rights to the beat, and I get 10,000 sales on that beat, even if I'm only selling that song for $1 and I sell over 10,000 of them,
yeah,
I'll pay out whatever I need to pay out to that producer after that, because I'm gonna take that $10,000 and put it into a new album, and those 10,000 people are gonna buy the new album again, and I'll buy all exclusives then. And then
so this is just had this thought, what if you buy a beat, you're leasing a beat, let's say, or you buy like, I guess, license rights to the beats, I guess you'd call it, right, to use it,
and then
someone else comes along and wants that to buy that beat exclusively, how does that affect you guys?
I still own my leasing rights to it, but that person who bought it exclusively, then it's like a record label owning your song in a sense.
Okay.
I'm just comparing it.
So like
because then they get paid out because they own that it's theirs.
Okay.
So if I sold over 10,000 sales, if that was the leasing right agreement, then they would get paid out.
So if someone else comes along and buys that beat to keep, then they get a piece of what you make off yours then?
After whatever the agreement is.
Interesting, okay.
And I don't know exactly what the percentage is, because I haven't broke that yet.
Can I ask you what you pay for, what beats cost? What does beat cost?
So when I think I got a good deal on those beats. It was like buy one, get two free or something, and it was like $50 for the Wave leasing right one. And I always get the Wave because whoever I record with always likes the Wave file better. They say it's better for whatever reason. It's a bigger file, so I guess the program reads it better.
I think it reads faster.
Yeah.
There's some difference with the compression.
Right.
But over time, the file can compress easier.
Right.
If it's dropped a bunch of times, but it does move faster also. So.
Right. So yeah. So I usually pay for the Wave, and it was like $50, I think. So for three beats though,
because
it was because he was doing a deal, I bought like nine beats that day or something like that. So
what if you're buying it? What's
for his? I want to say they were. Sometimes producers will be like, message me or like hit me, email me, and we'll talk a price if you want it exclusively. A lot of them will be like $500 or something like that.
Interesting.
It depends.
So is there people is there websites that just have, I assume, just a ton of producers?
Beatstars.com.
You just go on and
beatstars.com. You can pretty much find anything. Moses Beats is local. I record at his studio a lot. He is on beatstars.com.
Okay. Cool, cool. So what's on the horizon for CCB crew after all this is done? I mean, shakes out again, assuming we all live and this all kind of shakes out next. What do you guys got coming up, or were you
well, what are you calling this next project?
The one that's coming up is called Music Feeds My Soul Part 2.
And this is Willie B solo project?
Yes.
All right. And when are you looking at that being released?
I'm just going to take my time.
Yeah.
I really don't. There's no date right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many songs you got for that so far?
I'm going to do 12.
12? Do you got any done yet or just starting
it's
it?
It's the first one right there.
The first one right there. Okay. You just heard first single of them. And what did you say it was called, Willie?
Music Feeds My Soul.
All right. Yeah. All right. And a group album or anything coming? Or
yeah, we're working on a whole thing with our DJ. And he's actually producing the beats for it.
Okay.
So we're taking our time on it, and we're going to release that as our group album. We were going to do something else because me and Willie have a few songs together, and we'll still release all those songs, so maybe that'll come out this year too.
Okay.
But that's just me and Willie on other people's beats. We have our DJ that plays every show with us, and he produces music, so we were like, why haven't we been getting beats from you? And pretty much, so now we're working on a whole thing. We'll probably do at least 5 tracks, if not more than that, for the first little EP that we'll drop a group. And I think, like, me and Social Suicide, that the Fine Line is technically, I would say, the first group EP that went out. And it was me and Social Suicide for CCB Crew. But now, with Willie B and with Royalty here, we're going to do a whole new
group and make a new album. All right. So look for that soon, hopefully, if we all survive this.
Right.
We'll sentence.
Still stream from the bunker.
Yeah, we'll still go from the bunker. We'll just like, we can all just live stream from different our own houses, man.
You
just
can
pop
do
up
that.
On
it's
our
like Zoom
yeah,
or something.
Their,
what was it called? Something like
yeah,
that.
Zoom's one of them. There's other dude, we can all just like you just you just put her on your computer and get on like they've got all these streaming services you can do that on now. It's crazy. But
streaming's gonna be the new way, man. I'm telling you, streaming. Yeah. Well, it already is. Yeah. It already is. YouTube is already a huge thing. People are making money off YouTube. Mm-hmm. Stupid things. They're stealing other people's videos, making montages, making money off of them. Like, it's crazy. People want everything. I mean,
you guys ever thought about streaming your shows?
Yeah. Well, like the live shows.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to do that because I want people to buy a ticket. I don't want them to be like, oh, I'm just going to watch it online.
Right.
When I want them to buy a ticket to come see it live. I think we've talked about doing more of like a podcast, kind of like this type of thing, but a video one where we're like talking about stuff or whatever we want to talk about. And then we want to do more music videos and like kind of like a day-to-day thing just to get people like more into our lives of what we're actually doing to make it more personal.
Yeah. Yeah, like we were talking before the show, man, content is crazy. It's just, and it's such a weird thing. Like, it's weird, and depending on the type of person you are, it can feel like gross and unnatural. Like, I fucking shit post all day, but I do it because you fucking gotta, like, it's the reason McDonald's still advertises, man. Like, you know, if they stopped advertising the Big Mac in 3 weeks, everyone's eating fucking Whoppers because they're idiots,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
Like, you just have to just keep beating people over the head with it. But yeah, you're right. If you make it more personal, like this is, people become invested in you as like a person. They want to know what you're doing and your interests and this and that.
And that's what we're lacking. I feel like our live performance is on point to its. I mean, we're always learning and we're always fucking up when we perform.
Always,
so we're always getting better. But we feel comfortable on stage.
Yeah,
is what I should say. And we not so much online. I would say I feel like we all feel it. In the crew that we're lacking that online presence right now.
It's a hard thing to tackle.
Get better.
Yeah, that's a rough, like that's the type of thing that I wish I could just afford to farm out to someone.
Right.
Like just you just fucking deal with this.
I
mean, and there's people that do specialize in that, but goddamn, like first of all, the money. Second of all, I'm so anal about how things are done. And like I would feel like it's not being done the way I want it done too.
Right.
You know, I feel like most artists are probably that way. Like, nah, I don't
want.
Yeah,
that's
like,
probably my problem.
Like,
problem.
You got to let go of a little bit of control.
Yeah,
well, you know?
I would love for somebody else to do it, but then it would be like working with other people on like a video or something. I'm always like, no, before. Yeah, and I'm always really picky with what I want, so it's probably harder to work with me than it would
that
be.
Well,
like,
yeah, people are probably talking shit about you right now. Come on, we tried to do a video with that motherfucker. Yeah. No, I feel that there's people I've done sketches with in the past, like sketch comedy stuff with, and they hit me up every now and then, like, hey, let's do this. I'm like, and I don't know, I gently tell them, like, man, I don't know if I really want to work with you right now. Like, I think I just kind of want to, like, I don't know, like, you do your thing, I'll do mine. I think we just work differently, or like, I kind of have, or, you know, the way we write things, the way we operate, the way we produce things, it's just different. And there's not that my way is better or anything, you know. I'm sure you get that too with people you do music with, and like, the vibe's just not there. You're all right, like, I dig what you do, it's just not what I do, you
know?
And
I'm sure we get it, like, on the other side, too.
Oh, sure,
you know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It probably goes the other way with us just as much, almost, talking. Because it's hard to blend.
It doesn't always work.
And it's the hardest part. That's what makes the market so saturated.
Yeah.
And then we all complain about not working together. And then we're all like, why isn't this local scene
working together? Yeah.
And it's really all our own fault.
Right.
Because we're
who
wants to work with anybody?
Artists, too, it's tough. Time-wise, and also, you know, it's just tough to get. It's scheduled are tough, man. You can't get everyone together all the time. All right, let's see. It's getting late. We should probably get out of here soon, guys. You guys got anything else you want to plug or anything coming up that I know it's hard to know. We don't know. We hope. We just
sitting
hope.
Around, man, write more music.
Yeah, well, I've just all been right. writing music. My girl's selling nails. We're selling nails now. If y'all right. need some nails, lashes, or lips.
Wow.
All right.
I'll link you guys. Just follow me on Facebook. You know, I got the nails on deck.
All right. If I need to get a new set done.
That's why I brought it up.
So be sure and follow the CCB crew. Again, that's CCB and crew with a K. SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube. YouTube's a big one, man. That's a big one. People need to start following, building a YouTube audience.
Yeah, we're
with YouTube Live and all that stuff.
Follow us on there. Subscribe there because that's where most of our content's going to be going
all
this
right.
year.
You heard, yeah, get that. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. And go see a live show, man. I've seen these guys live. They're great. If we all live. Yeah, if we all live. I've hit them up so many times because every time I see a show in town that they're doing, I'm like, of course. We were
busy.
Now none of us are working. But, you know, it's actually getting the exposure they deserve being out there. You know, I know a lot of talented people that don't work very hard. And I'm like, all right. That's what's up. They're fucking working their ass off.
It's paying off.
So
we're trying.
Just hanging out at home.
I know it's where it's at. I know we missed week 2 weeks ago and all this shit hit the fan. We're gonna keep trying to bring you at least some CCB crew. Go to the YouTube page, subscribe to that. New show, weekly show, The Social Minute. Trying to keep that going every week. People have been liking that. You can find that on the Facebook page and check for updates on what's going to happen. The calendar on the website's a little
doing that.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, yeah, I know. I was putting dates on the calendar canceled, but
at least in Washington.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, there's a date. Shooters in Lewiston may happen, and Flathead Lake. I'm going to guess no Social Hour Comedy Live. Listen to some CCB crew, listen to some comedy here at the Social Hour, and we'll keep you updated on anything else. For the Social Hour, I am Deese. For Eric, Willie, Sophie, thanks guys very much.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production
and part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
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 Studios.